Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 to get 50% off your next order.
You're Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked On Sharks, your daily source of everything Team San Jose. And mercifully, this shit is almost over. There's one game left, but we're here to cover the game against the Arizona Coyotes, the final one that they met this season. Game 55.
Which 54. Friday and Saturday.
Oh, and game 54. I can't do that. We're doing multiple games today. We'll cover them off. We'll talk about our end of season thoughts here. Yada, yada, yada. You guys know the drill. I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius, back, as always, are JD and Eric, the fox and possum to my raccoon.
What you said that so quickly that you clearly had been ruminating on that for a while. What is the significance?
I thought of it like five minutes ago. Do you know what those three things are? I said the fox and possum to my raccoon. Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand the connection. Yeah.
They're all kind of scavengers and stuff. Yeah.
They're all forbidden cats.
Forbidden cats.
Yeah, they're forbidden cats.
What does that even mean? They're not cats.
You guys don't know like the forbidden meme, like when it's something that's not like a thing. Like, anyway, this joke is not landed. Send you the picture. Forbidden cats.
Send me the picture later.
They all kind of look like cats, and they're forbidden.
It's like that the meme, the anime meme with the butterfly. Like, is this a joke?
Oh wow, that hurts. Wow, coming from the guy who doesn't do jokes, that one hurts.
That is statistically a joke.
I don't do them often, but when I do,
you get just absolutely samurai swords.
They're devastating.
Yeah, he eviscerates.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so the San Jose Sharks played the Arizona Coyotes twice,
and they took away 1 point, which was devastating.
Yeah, so the 1 point drop means that Columbus and Detroit have 48 points, and San Jose now has 49 points, and Detroit and Columbus are done.
Yep.
For the year,
Detroit's going to take one of our Swedes ahead of the Sharks because of that point.
Yep.
It's not ideal.
Nope. Yeah. And then, so yeah, since we're talking about Tankathon, really, the Sharks are going to be either 7th or 8th, depending on.
So as of this recording, Calgary is beating the shit out of Ottawa 6-1 with a minute left.
Yeah. So
Josh Norris scored their one goal.
Yes.
Great.
So yeah, Calgary, they're going to also have 49 points, and they still have like four games left against Vancouver. And they have more regulation wins. So they can't, the Sharks right now are at 49 points with 15 regulation wins. So the
Flames will be at 49 as well, but have,
they lose the tiebreaker.
Perfect. So, good. Yep. So that means that Vancouver can beat the crap out of Calgary because they need to get up to 49.
Yes. So Vancouver, the other one too is the Kings right now. They are at 48 points with I think they have one game left.
They have three games left.
So they need to take at least 1 point over the next three games to tie to be at 49. They also have 19 regulation wins. So yeah, they just need 1 point over their final three games to secure the spot. So
the Kings play at the Blue or versus the Blues, then at Avalanche, at Avalanche. The Blues are locked into fourth, so hopefully they can take that win or go to overtime. And hopefully the last game of the season, Avalanche have nothing to play for at that point. So that's good there. Three games is good for them. Calgary is going to be tied. We're done with Calgary. And then it comes down to Vancouver. And the problem with Vancouver is, besides the fact that they're absolutely dreadful, they have seven games left.
They have seven games left. They have 14 regulation wins. So they need to get at least two regulation wins and a minimum of 6 points just to tie. So that way, the Sharks jump them into the seventh spot. So
Or they could just win four games in overtime.
Whatever, they just need to get maximum points. They need two regulation wins because then that'll put them at 16, which is more than San Jose. So that the tiebreaker situation there. So, yeah, so the Sharks are most likely going to be in that seventh, eighth spot, unless they win on Vegas and then against Vegas on Wednesday, and then we'll probably end up crying, which, yeah.
Yeah, they have to lose to Vegas.
They haven't picked that high since, like, Logan Couture.
Yeah. Logan Couture and Timo Meier were both nine. So.
Yeah, so this is we're in uncharted territory.
Oh my god, since the first expansion,
since Marlow,
they literally picked in 2015 Timo Meier at nine.
Yeah,
but no, I know, but I'm saying if they pick at seven, they haven't picked earlier, they haven't picked that early.
Wasn't Logan Couture also nine?
Yeah, but I'm saying seven's earlier than that.
Yeah,
so when did they pick higher than nine?
That's what I'm saying, never.
Patrick Marlow.
Yeah. He was like a long time ago.
Wait, didn't they pick like Steve Bernier at like, hold on.
That was a 2003 draft. And they picked him at like.
They also picked
seven.
Milan Mihalik. Yeah.
Was Mihalik first and then Bernier was in the second round, or was Bernier first?
They're both first rounders. Okay, I'm doing this live. We're doing it live. Okay. Let's see here. 48, 21, 19, 69, Timo. 27, 18, 17, which is Hurdle. 47, 28, Charlie Coyle, RIP. 43, 62, Justin Daniels. I don't even know who that is. They picked a high schooler in the third round as their first pick. Gross. 9, 16, 8. So they picked 8. Devin Setoguchi in 2005. Then 22, 6. Yeah, see, I was right. Milan Mihalik was 6th in 2003. Yeah. Bernier was 16.
And so it's been a while.
And then Brad Stewart was 3 in 1998. Marlow was two.
Yeah.
Andre Zuzan was number two in 1996. Ew. 12, they picked Timo Riihijärvi in 1995. I've never heard of this person before in my entire life. 11, Jeff Friesen. 6, Victor Kozlov. 3, Mike Rafchi. And 10, Andre Nazarov. 2, Fat Balloon. And yes, that's it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been a while. So, and then the nice thing, too, is... If they
pick nine, because they do a good job with picks.
They do
nine.
Good, yeah. So if they maybe they'll get shafted with the lottery and they'll get bumped down twice.
Maybe they'll win the lottery.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Or come second.
Yeah.
Would you rather them have come second so they don't take Owen Power? The enticement of Owen Power.
Yeah,
kind of.
100%.
I just did it, and they got second. Detroit won, and then they got second.
Oh, so you know that one's not happening because Detroit never
wins. Yeah, Detroit never wins. Yeah.
Oh, but also Detroit will pick Eklund.
Investing can be complicated. Whether you're a beginner or have been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. They have the right tools for every portfolio. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diverse, low-cost index funds personalized for you in just minutes. They can even help you lower your taxes as you pay as you invest. For the average client, their tax loss harvesting can more than cover the low annual 0.25% advisory fee. Best of all, it's automatic. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. All you need is $500 to get started. Grow your wealth the easy way and let Wealthfront do the work for you. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. That's wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL to start growing your savings.
What would you guys rather have happen? Them win the lottery, them get second, or them stay at nine? I think two.
I like two because Owen Power should be gone and I don't want him.
Then you can have your choice of
everybody else.
Yeah.
Literally the entire draft class. Jaeger Trinikov, if you want.
Oh god. Imagine they put their two and they pick like
Fjordan Scott Morrow or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Francesco Pinelli, come on.
They need to take a overager. Oh, oh man. My god.
No, but a two at least gives them, so the worry with two would be Simon Edvinson, I guess, just because he's more of a project, but he's decent. But then
you have Beniers, Hughes, Gunther, Clark, like you can you're gonna
sell
get
Eklund. I think
Grant Clark is a Doug Wilson Jr. defenseman.
Yeah.
And I'm getting more on the train that they're gonna take a D-man because they took nine forwards last year.
Me too.
But they didn't take any like actual centermen.
No centers, right?
I think it's
sprites,
which means that's Beniers or Lucius.
Yeah.
Or Ratu.
Yeah. I think that's what I was
imagine
say, yeah.
They took Ratu at two. I would literally die. I would just be deceased. You guys would have to go on without me. I would just there'd be no coming back for me. I would just absolutely be dead.
Isn't that a case where they should try to trade down though and like get another pick because Ratu is probably Ratu? Yeah.
Yeah, just trade to like 10. Who cares? Yeah. He's gonna be there. That's for sure what they should do. But oh man, I would absolutely die if they took Ratu at two. Emergency solo podcast is just like wanking off sounds for like 20 minutes. With two though, I kind of like the idea. If they're not going to take Brent Clark, I kind of like them trading back to like eight or nine anyway. But who's the problem is who's going to trade up in that like 10 range to two?
Let's see who's got.
Who's dumb? Ottawa? They're dumb.
Well, first of all, we need to see who has the picks available.
Yes. Vancouver's dumb.
Vancouver is very dumb. Good, all right. Very good observation.
So not many teams have multiple first round picks.
Well, no. What about a high, like another, a second? Like,
well, then you're only trading back a handful. Then you're only trading back a handful of, that's true. Okay. So
Ottawa makes sense. Cause then you get,
I also need the second
pick back.
That would
give us,
that
give us the Sharks second.
That would be amazing.
But I don't think Ottawa will move up because they've drafted so many high end guys recently that they'll just be content to take whoever.
Yeah.
Probably. If they pick two, the 5, 6, and 7 team is New Jersey, Calgary, Columbus for now, let's say. New Jersey also has pick 22. That's probably a little expensive for that. Columbus has pick 27, so maybe they could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Calgary has pick 38.
There we go.
But that's kind of it. So Calgary would be
Calgary thinks they're probably contenders just with a weird season. So if they jump up to two, they can take a guy who they think is NHL ready and they don't need that other guy.
Yeah.
This is maybe. How can they think they're contenders though?
They just traded for Jakob Markstrom. They have for $6 million a year for like 5 years. They have Tkachuk and Lindholm and Gaudreau and Monahan.
Yeah.
Would you trade two overall for Johnny Gaudreau?
No, moving from 2 to 6.
What?
Aren't there off ice concerns? He's like a party boy or something.
Yeah, but that's everybody. They traded Dougie Hamilton. Like it's not to be trusted. He's 27. He turns 28 this year, so he might
be too old for Eric. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. We have plenty of time to discuss draft.
2 to 6. It's we only like have 20. You should also be able to pick up pick 22.
You said somebody had 22, New Jersey.
Yeah, so New Jersey. If they trade with New Jersey from 2 to 5, they should also be able to pick up New Jersey's pick at 22.
I feel like people don't trade multiple first rounders, though, and you could get New Jersey's like 35 instead, which is fine.
Yeah.
Because I like those guys. I like some of those guys at the top of the second round. Like
New Jersey traded Mackey. Their 37 to Vegas for Nikita Gusev.
Ew. Oh, God. I'm so excited we can talk about the draft. I'm reinvigorated. I'm like, the juice is like Thanos when he gets his glove and he's like adding power stones.
Now it's my juice is flowing too. Yeah, season's over. I'm ready to speculate on the. Ooh, Ottawa has 42 and 43. You get a nice package of 2 second-round picks in a row. This is the sort of shit I love. There's that article that Eric Tolsky wrote. On SB Nation. Yeah, good luck. And he looked at the actual value of the picks that GMs gave up. Because like trade value charts, it's sort of like theoretical. And he said, what do teams actually trade up for? And so it's a good barometer for what you can expect to get. And I love like dicking around with that and seeing who has what pick on the draft board and assuming
we'll have to do a show coming up on actual trade backs and see what they actually got so that way we can we can figure out who would be.
We have plenty of time. Well, yeah, content boys are coming.
Yeah, the content boys are almost. They're saddling up.
They're saddling up. They're in
the car. Just gotta turn the car on.
We're saddling up in a car. Yeah. Isn't that a horse?
You can saddle on many things.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
The content saddling boys up. Have no rules. Come on.
Let's see if we can all fit into a VW bug together.
I don't even fit into one. Neither do you. You're like almost my height.
I know they're horrendous.
It's like the Simpsons thing with the guy.
Tall man.
Yeah,
this is the most affordable car I could find.
It's just it's Kyle.
GD. Is it sad knowing that you're like 6 feet or 6'1" and you're just like not
the shortest person here?
Yeah. I hate classification.
I know.
We're the power in Edmondson, and you're just like a measly like Brant Clark.
Yeah. Oh, I'm very excited when we all get together for the first time. And yeah, I mean Eric and I have hung out before, but yeah,
like JD has to look up at us.
Guys, I'll bring a little. I'll bring the stool.
Like yeah, you missed that stool.
The to brush your teeth. I'll bring that.
Oh man. Do we actually want to talk about the games? Because they're horrendous. I almost fell asleep. To be fair though, the second game I was texting a girl the whole time and didn't watch.
I wasn't second
game. The second game was dope. I thought Gregor looked awesome the second game.
He did. Gregor
split the D at one point.
Yeah.
He like came in and like chipped the puck forward and like split the D. And I was like, whoa, who was that? And I thought
Gregor reigniting the flame in Eric's heart right there.
Yeah. It's like that X that like didn't quite work out and you like fucked around for like 2 months and then like 6 months later, like, hey, I'm back in town. And Eric's like, ooh, like,
ooh.
Okay. You are.
Ooh. Post a nice picture on the gram. It's like, yeah, ooh. Yeah. Well, ooh, wait a second. Whoa, where'd that come from?
Oh, where did you get a job here? Yeah. So I was moving into an apartment.
Gregor take. Well, first of all, we haven't talked about him in depth. My Gregor take is that's what you get if Fabian Lysell doesn't pan out, like doesn't hit his ceiling. So Gregor is like speed and he's got hands and a shot, but I think he struggles to like win those puck battles along the boards with the more physical aspects of the game. He's there's once when he split the D, like you said, Kyle, and that was sick, but there's a lot of other times where it was just like, it was him versus a defender and he took it outside instead of trying to challenge him. And so there's a lot of sort of like, you want like just a little bit more, like take it inside, a little bit more strength, a little bit more. And he got knocked off the puck once or twice when he did try to take it into the slot. And they're sort of like, oh, if you could only just kind of like figure out that other piece of your game, you'd be sick. And Fabian Lysell is kind of has the same sort of like great on the rush, speed,
yeah,
burns everyone, good hands. But
Fabian
like
Fabian Lysell might be really smart.
Right. No, it's true. True. But if he doesn't pick up this, he needs to eat Built Bars.
You know, he needs to go hang out with, well, after eating some Built Bars, he needs to hang out with Timo and get on that Timo regiment there. And then
he'll go in to drive Maseratis in no time.
Yeah, and hang out on the gram.
Yes.
they're both European. They could like a common.
No,
like,
Gregor?
Halfway between.
We're talking about Gregor.
Yeah.
Oh. I feel like Gregor's a good Canadian Western boy. He is.
He's a good Western.
No, that's the same. He needs to go hang out with Timo.
Get his swag on. Anybody?
And like, get those power moves on.
No like buttons.
That power move in the game.
Oh, that power.
That was sick. That was sick.
With the assist from.
And the celebration was great. The celebration was just like, yeah, motherfucker. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I did like how Shane.
You can't stop me. You can't stop me. Like zero emotion. Just like.
I like how Shang tweeted. He's like, that's why you don't trade Timo Meier for 75 cents on the dollar. That right there. And it's just like, yeah.
I agree. I also don't think 24. You trade Timo for anything, but I agree.
People
I
forget agree. Timo Meier is 24 years
I know, because it's just.
Yeah, been, yeah. He scored 30 forever. Goals 2 years ago.
Yeah, he's been in the league way longer than people think.
He's got some shit to figure out that like hasn't gone right the last two seasons, but.
You know what he needs?
But, like,
he needs a wife.
Happy, yeah.
Grow your hair out.
Is Timo Meier too much fun during the summer?
Yeah, he has too much fun on the gram. I bet he like films one rep of his exercises and then goes back to like sipping macchiatos outside. And he's just like, I wasn't really working out. I just needed people to see that I was doing a little something.
No,
something.
He's like, he's super jacked. That man is.
Yeah, of course. He's obviously in great shape. Yeah. No, I know.
Timo, if you listen to this, or your handlers, Mr. or Mrs. Meier, whoever, can you fly me or all three of us, but particularly me out to Europe? And I can just like spend a day like at a photo shoot with you. I don't know.
We want to document
a particular reason.
I'm going to do a Timo Meier profile and I'm going to follow him for a week in Switzerland, for a summer in Switzerland. I'm going to follow him for the entire offseason.
It's like when people follow bands around, like follow fish on
TV. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to follow team. I'm going to write like 1,000 word article, but follow him for 3 months and do nothing most of the time except for like rage and Swiss bars and hang on the Alps. And like, do you think he probably yodels in his backyard?
Yes.
Oh, somebody should ask him if he knows how to yodel. That's kind of.
Listen, random. If Timo asked me to come hang out with him for the summer, my wife would be like, please go. Like, go.
That's good. I'm not beholden to anybody. So I would tell my job, deuces.
Forget about it.
So ever since I moved to Vancouver, everybody tells me that I have to keep coming on hikes. So I'm a hike guy now. But when you're lost in the woods and you're trekking up the one side of a mountain and you got to come back down and there's boulders in the way, there's tree branches hitting you in the face, and eventually there's a view or a lake you get to see, you get kind of hungry doing all that. And I don't know what berries are good. I don't know what mushrooms aren't poisonous. I'm not hunting and gathering animals out there. So you know what I turn to? A Built Bar. And you know why? Because they've improved the Built Bar, so it's even deliciouser. There's 6 new flavors like Cherry Barcia, Carrot Cake, Apple Almond Crisp, plus the 12 original flavors like Peanut Butter, Double Chocolate, or Mint Brownie if you're that guy that likes mint. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew. And they're good for everybody who's health conscious, like me, the new hike guy. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a nice little treat. And bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and great for keto diet if you're the keto guy. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at builtbar.com. If you're like me and your dad taught you how to gamble at the age of 10, I've got the site for you. It's BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. If you're a degenerate and don't watch baseball, but you definitely know how to gamble on baseball, baseball season is in full swing and you can track all the action at BetOnline. If you bet on weird sports like horse racing, that's in full swing. If you bet on random golf tournaments that aren't the majors, you can do that too. Maybe there's some curling action that you can get in on a BetOnline. It's all there and get all the latest news, odds, and info for all of your sporting needs. Before the next pitch, if you watch baseball, head over to BetOnline. And if you don't, you can still head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out the odds and all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Any other guys stand out for you guys this weekend?
Yeah, Erik Karlsson dangled the pants off.
Yeah, Erik Karlsson. Erik Karlsson has looked like phenomenal the last month or so, I think.
Oh yeah, his second half of the season has just been.
It took me longer than you guys to be like, he looks back, but like recently, very recently for me, I'm like, motherfucker's back.
The charts,
like,
defense still the charts some yeah. like this now.
The charts are honestly, I haven't looked at the charts in a while. I'm not looking at charts anymore. I'm over the charts.
A good sign though.
Yes.
Yeah, Eric burned the charts in effigy.
Yeah, I'm done with the charts.
It's a good sign though for Karlsson that he's looking as good coming into season, because now he's gonna be done mid-May. He gets June, July, August. It's three solid months. So he takes off the rest of May just to like recover. That's three solid months. Then they want to start on time in September. That's like 3.5 months of like actual solid time where he's not hurt. He's not coming back. He's just doing regular stuff. Cause last year he was still coming back from injury. He broke his hand and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, and plus having, 9 months off of hockey activities as well too. Yeah. So no, it'll be a regular off season and I expect him to, I expect to see.
I'm excited for the slow start next year that we can then do this all over again.
Oh, yeah. Schedule the like November podcast? Like
Erik Karlsson, forget about, we're not going to talk about Erik Karlsson until like November.
Yeah.
The other guy I liked was Chekhovich. I'm extremely biased.
Apparently
but like,
it's Chekhovich, but I don't know.
Chekhovich, he's got the H there, so it could be Chekhovich.
But it's Russian.
Chekhovich. I don't know. We'll ask him. I need an interview with Chekhovich. Handlers for Chekhovich, please. If you're a handler for a European Sharks player like Holler, and Noah Gregor, there was
European at heart.
We've talked about, he's got the flair of a European. We've talked about Erik Karlsson. Speaking of Erik Karlsson, he'll do the entries, the zone entry stuff. Throw like a behind, like no look pass, and the forward just isn't ready for it. And it's like, yo, you got to be right. Like, come on. Like, he's going to try something sneaky. And Chekhovich was ready for it once or twice. And I was like, okay. He had a few decent chances. He had 3 shots on goal. Like, he's gotten buried in his games for the most part at 5-on-5 and those fancy stats. But he's also played in the fourth line the last two games with like VL Jeffrey and Marlowe
Gregor, who's not. The last game was hilarious. What was it? It was Chekhovich. Veal at center and
no, it wasn't Veal at center.
It was Marlowe and like VL on the other side or something or a game. Something. I don't know who it was.
Marlowe.
True.
No, not true. Gosh, you guys. All right. Last game it was Balsers, Marlowe. So Barabanov, Hurdle, Kane, Balsers, Marlowe, Meyer, Sasha, Gambrell, LeBanc and Balsers end up switching. Then it was Gregor, Veal, and Chekhovich. And then Veal got hurt.
He played center.
And then Gregor started playing center.
Yeah, well, Gregor was... Yeah,
there is no center on that line. That's my thing.
Yeah, that's why. They have 3 wingers. Like, I don't know you... So, anyway, Chekhovich has gotten buried in 5-on-5 stats, but, like, I'm not blaming him. He's looked... 2 games ago, he was definitely doing a little too much, like, Timo Meier rookie year, where he'd get the puck, turn blindly, and just wing it at the goal whenever he got stuck. So there's a little bit of like needing to chill out during moments of pressure and figure out a better play than just like blindly flinging the puck. But I think that generally speaking, he's doing good things. And I still believe in him. Yeah. It's going to happen. He's going to score against Vegas in the last game of the season.
Does he need a translator? I love that Kanyezhov is the official Russian translator for everybody.
Yeah.
Also, Kanyezhov, if his name was like Artemi, like,
yeah,
Knutson or something like that, you'd be like, yeah, he's just a regular Midwesterner. Because he doesn't have an accent.
No accent. Like, it's crazy. Yeah, it is crazy. It is crazy. Shit, I had another take that was related to Chekovich.
Sasha Shibalevsky can't skate, buddy.
Yeah.
We need to get you on the power skating train. Those things are choppy. I like Shibalevsky. I think he can still work out, and I think there's like some talent there, especially some bottom six stability. But man,
yeah.
The dude's cutting onions on the ice. It's like,
yeah, man. I'm not, all the
efficiency is gone.
I'm a poor eye test guy, but like, you can see that. You can see that pretty easily when you watch him skate.
And it's not choppy the way that like Ferraro is choppy and he zips around somehow. It's like choppy, right, and it's right. Just like, oh, you still haven't hit the blue line.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what's happening here?
Sasha. we think John Leonard's out for season, right?
Most likely, yeah. That was
our Chekovic, Shimolevsky, Leonard line is Eric's crossing himself.
that Leonard hit was that.
Just that was so brutal. He just toe picked and just went face first into the dasher.
And then the blood, yeah, same thing. And then Veal, I guess, got his eyes scratched.
Is that what happened?
From Chikrin. So Veal got the penalty on that. And then
honestly, all Veal did that game. And it sucks that he's hurt. All he did was get Chikrin in the box for 2 minutes, which is great. I'll take a VL Chikrin trade for every day of the week.
Yeah. So if VL is going to be out due to scratched eye and Leonard's dead for season, what's your dream line you want to see in the final game?
I'm
not line up, just your dream three guys together.
Oh man, I want to see Hurdle, Timo, and Chekovich.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say Chekovic and Meyer, and then I don't care who
he plays. Yeah, I don't care who's the center, but give him Hurdle, so at least you get the only good center left on the team.
Hey, that is Dylan Gambrella right here.
you know, the one thing to look forward to next year is they'll finally be playing with 12 forwards every game. So they're bound to improve because they've been icing only 11 for 56 games.
Jonathan Dahlin is coming. Everybody forgets Jonathan Dahlin.
Jonathan Dahlin is coming.
Man. Somebody mentioned that we didn't mention Noah Gregor in our roster next year, and that's probably because the Sharks organization also forgot. But I kind of hope that he's on the team. I like Noah Gregor.
He'll be on the team.
Yeah, I think he'll be kind of a extra forward, like kind of bouncing in and out of the lineup. So
Barabanov and Rudy, Rudy is that guy. Rudy is a thug. Oh, Rudy.
I probably confirmation bias. Corey Schneider, who does the hand tracking, and he's like a Canes fan and also a Sharks fan. There's his teams.
His dog's a Sharks fan.
Yeah, that's true. Stella. So he watches Sharks games, and I was chatting with him on Twitter the other day, and he was basically like of Balsers. He was kind of like, yeah, like I like what I've seen, but like he's good at generating stuff off the cycle sort of thing, but like he needs someone else to help him get the puck down there first. So like he's very complimentary in the sense of the things he brings. He can't, you know, he's not the guy who's going to enter the zone. He's not the guy who's going to like make a big play. He's great when within like the system, when things are all clicking together.
That makes sense. And I mean,
it's fine. It's fine. I just like,
he's not going to be the guy you drop down on the third line and be like, help. You're just going to leave him on the second line and be like, go score 20 goals.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. I think he's one that's kind of like right place, right time type of guys where he's, you know, always there to kind of like, even though that goal that he scored there, it was, you know, he was just in a nice spot and was able to kind of tuck it home. So, I think that's kind of his role and, you know, that's fine. And if he's really good at it, then that's fine. So
I was so mad that he wears 92 because Chekovic wears 82. And so I saw the two and it looked like 82 score. And I was like, oh, he did it. And then it was Balsers. And I was just like, motherfucker. I have no problem with Balsers scoring, but like he's been here all season. I need Chekovic to like, to pull through for me.
There might be a manifesting.
If somebody with good research skills could tell us is this the most Russians they've had on the ice in a game in a long time? Cause they had Melnichuk, Knyazhov, Chekovich, and Barabanov. And then they had fake Russian. They had American, Ukrainian, Sasha Shymalevsky, who sort of counts.
It's got to be.
That's like 4.5. I don't recall.
Yeah. I don't think so. Like, wasn't there an Igor Larionov line that was a bunch of Russians?
Oh. It was in Detroit.
So never mind.
They had 5 Russians. It was amazing. It was like literally the first line of the Russian national team.
What about the Russian national team?
I can't wait until Artemi Knyazhov joins the team next year.
I actually can wait because I don't know the difference between Knyazhov and Knyazhov.
Neither were the announcers. It's going to be fabulous. So no one's going to have any idea.
They should put them together on the same pair. That would be so
good. Yeah, it'd be great.
Whenever Knyazhov is like 72 or something like that?
71.
71? Knyazhov should wear like
17.
51.
Oh, that's 17. I like 17.
17, yeah.
That's why Chekovich and Timo should be on the same line because it's 28, 82.
When I, way back in the day when I was on playing like NHL, I would make my line, like they'd all have like the same. So it would be like, you know, if like one guy was like 27, then the other guy was like 17 and 37, like across. And then like, I would do that. Yeah.
I like when defensemen all wear single digits. Like I want my defenseman to be 1 through 6.
See, I don't like
that's like you play too much soccer.
If you're my starting defenseman, you wear 1 through 6.
I don't like
that. The Stars last year. The Stars last year had like almost, they had like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but no six or something.
Ray Bourque wore 77.
I mean, no, listen, I love Knyazhov's 71. I love 82. For whatever reason, I love
65.
Chekovich's 82.
None of them wear small numbers. Burns is 88, Carlson 65, Knyazhov is 71.
Gambrell wears 7.
Yeah, that's fine. Ferraro's what, 38?
Oh, defenseman. Yeah. Ferraro's 38.
But Merkley wears 6.
Merkley wears 6. And then who the other?
Pashnik wears 44.
Pashnik wears 50.
Who?
Pashnik. That's who was playing last night. I don't know who else would be in. Oh, Shimek's 51.
Yeah.
They're all high except for, so Ferraro's the lowest at like 30. Is he
38, yeah.
And then Vlasic at 44.
Yep.
Huh. Merkley, give Merkley what he wants. Merkley's
destabilize the system.
Okay, we've gone off the rails. If you would like to do rails with us on Twitter, you can do that at Locked On Sharks. If you'd like to email us, you can do that at lockedonsharks@gmail.com. JD's putting up all our stuff on Facebook and Instagram, so if you want to check that out, you can message us on all those places. We will get back to you. Unless we don't like your message, then we'll just leave you on read. Classic social media in 2021. If you would like to get at JD in particular, you can do that at My Fry Hole. If you'd like to get at Eric in particular, you can do that at Foulball15.
If you want to get at Kyle in particular, you can find him at Kyle Demetrius.
Please don't. Okay, bye.
Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news and every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts.